Tuesday night, Tes Nisan, Chodesh Halvados, Shar Yichud HaMaisa. We're actually at the end, Mamash, of Perek Chamishi. Page Kuf Tzadik. The paragraph, the second paragraph, which starts on the page. When you fought him off, the Yetzirah, with all of these various cheshbonos that he tries to talk you into, and he's not matzliach because you've made him face the truth. You spoke out the truth. When you speak out the truth, the sheker melts away. Yizom lasel zos mitzad yidiyosecha. He'll try to weaken you by referring to what you really know, what you really don't know. We'll see. M'chashayir b'chocheshek l'lmod ha'chochma. You want to learn, let's say, you want to learn Gemara, and you want to learn Rishonim and Achronim, like, you want to know, the whole gamut.
He doesn't
of
say
Torah. Well, remember, this is the trans, it's hard to know what it said in the original Arabic, you know.
Is your son still here, or you left?
Here he is, My Bechor. Yom Lecha. אם לא די לך במשה די לגדולי אנשי דורך וזכי נכה בידי אסטורס או אמס האם אינך יודע שהלימוד אין לו סוף ולא תכלס? In other words, you don't have to, you can know basic Torah. עשה מטרוסך יסודי הדוס ועיקרי התורה. You know, you'll know the basics, you'll know, maybe you'll end up knowing more than other people, but use your intelligence for getting a degree in university, for things that will make people look up to you. Ulamad mashet esader bo b'nei b'nei odom. Minyone Hashir, Umishkolov, plays poetry, music, the Yedias Charige Hasofa. This, I guess, in his time, this is what passed for intellectual pursuits. Different languages, Vachidus Hamuflos, plays Aesop's fables, I don't know what they're stories, Greek mythology, all kinds of things, Vamalitzos, Hamukubolos. The Chadal, what do you have to learn? Abaye, you're arguing with Rava 2,000 years ago about some arcane point. Chadal minyone hadinim uvikuche hachachamim bohem. V'altis asek, don't bother busying yourself. V'yadiyas ikre ha'ochocha, v'yasodei hadibur. This is all in Torah. Diktuk, you know, v'suge ha'akeshim. Umine harayos, feichos shaychos ha'ilo la'olul. This has to do, I think, with either logical thinking or grammatical, knowing the grammar. V'tiyum limud haniglem limudi hanister. Really, in Shara Vodas Elokim, the Chavis Haldovas gave a list of the whole gamut of Torah, starting with the basics of, you know, pshat in the pasuk and diktuk and knowing Hebrew, and progressing up till the Talmud was like number 10. It was like the highest. Even after you know the dinim and the Mishnah, but you're learning the deeper meaning of it.
You think you can learn Hebrew properly?
What?
You think that's what you're going
Chavis Halavos definitely puts it very much up there when he makes a list of things that a Talmud Chacham would know. He puts Hebrew and Dictum there too. Lamaisa in the Golos, now even, I mean, you have Talmid Chacham now that don't know Dictum. I mean, they certainly know Hebrew, but they don't know Dictum. How much of that is a Yeridus Hadoros in general, and how much of that is a general zilzal, making light of, you know, we want like heavy knowledge, lumdus, you know, figuring things out. Dictum is like for kids stuff, or for women to learn in seminary. And how much is a result of the Haskalah movement, which puts such a big emphasis on Hebrew and on Dictuk. So it was, you know, you always have an opposite reaction. You react the other way, and you react in the extreme the other way. But certainly, I mean, true Talmid Chacham Gedolei Hador, Rav Zalman, Rav Moshe, they all knew Tanakh, you know, by heart, or they knew it cold. They knew Dictuk, and you can talk to them in Dictuk. Right. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's Zatzal was a tremendous expert in Dictuk. And the Chavis Halavos certainly puts it on the list. Why isn't it in the curriculum? There's no answer. It should be. It's like light, you know, we don't want to bother with the light stuff. And then you have to end up with Nistar. Chavis Halavos wants you to go all the way down to Kabbalah and to really delve in. Kabbalah is not some magical, mystical, you know, mumbo jumbo, hocus pocus nonsense. Kabbalah is the depths of Torah. It's Torah's HaNistar. It's a hidden meaning in the Torah. It's esoteric. It's something that it's deep. That's all. It's just deeper. If you go listen to a shiur that plumbs the depths of the sugya, and like you learned it on Dafyomi level, so you're blown away, and to you it's like he's talking Kabbalah. It's so beyond. You know, you learn pshat. You know, so you learn Chumash. I mean, we can all experience this in Chumash. We learn Chumash, let's say we read the Chumash on the level of a fourth grader. You know, we learn the Chumash and we're happy to understand what the Chumash says. We know Pshat. Fifth grader. Then you open up the door and start learning Arachayim HaKodesh and Ramban. And like you're blown away by the amount of depth that is in the few words of the pasuk that you just read like that. It's like Kabbalah. And that's what Kabbalah is. That same, it's just deeper and deeper and deeper. It's not like hocus pocus magic. It takes everything we learn, no matter how deep, but it's nigla. It's still like the simple meaning of the words. If you start saying like I'm just giving an example, I don't even know if the example's true, you start learning, you know, Isha Niknes B'Shlosha Drachim, you know, and the Isha is like Knesset Yisrael and Hashem is the Baal and she's Niknes in three ways, well, you start learning Arba Avos Nezikin and that's the Arba Malchius, you know, and the Shor, Bor, Mave and Hever, that's Bovel and Yovan Rome, you know, so that's beyond simple pshat. So you find it in Maral. Maral is the best borderline to Kabbalah that I can ever, you know. And you have the Ben Yehoyada many times, and I call this Hashas. The Ben Yehoyada will like drop into Kabbalah. Hashem Bishmuel will drop Rav Tzadok HaKohen. You have Sfarim that push the envelope. But we shouldn't be scared of Kabbalah. if you find someone learning Kabbalah, you learn from Nachman Sfarim. You know, they're very esoteric. They're not, they don't seem to be grounded in Pshat. There's a Yosef, there's a Nitzotz of this, and this, this Klipa, and this idea, and this Sphira. But it's certainly true. I mean, I don't know if the particular Pshat is true, but the whole world out there, there's a whole subterranean world out there of Mister. That's accepted by all, I believe, that the Torah has four layers of meaning. Pshat, Remez, Drash, Sod. I think we're acquainted with Pshat, Remez, and Drash. Pshat, Remez, and Drash. The Gemara is Drash. In that categorization of Pshat, Remez, Drash, Sod, I put the Gemara at Drash. It takes a pasuk, it darshens it, it sees things in the pasuk that you never would realize it's there, and then it has a discussion about it. And I think that's on the level of Drash. What's Remez? I would say Remez is probably Gematrius and other such Ramosim. Anyway, he wants you to get your degree from Harvard Law School, your certificate from whatever, and not bother with these arcane things. That's how he presents it to you. Usmocha bali hamasoris, b'mashata yochol lamed al amitoso, k'mo shata somech aleihem b'meshanim nimimcha dover zeh. And you rely, just like what you can't do, so you have to rely on others. So what you could do, you also could rely on others and spend your time in more mind-broadening, kavod-getting pursuits. This is, of course, he's intimating and hinting at Lashitaso that anything you could understand, you have a responsibility to understand. You can't, you're not supposed to just rely on others, if anything. You can learn. You learn for Shabbos. You learn for Hilchos Shabbos. You learn for Hilchos Nida. You don't rely on anyone. I mean, you don't. You're not supposed to lechatchila go rely on someone else. If you have the ability, so the trick is to calibrate your ability. That's the trick. That's what he gives a marshal. You know, you have to be able to judge your own ability. Okay, we'll stop here.